I'm chatting to a legendary vocalist whose voice you will have heard all the way through the 90s and the early noughties as well. And I say that because I'm not sure. Are you still doing stuff, Ben, by the way? Like releasing dance tracks and vocal tracks at the moment?
I'm doing bits. That's what I like to say. I'm just doing bits at the moment. So I'm doing, you know, I have a freedom to be able to do kind of what I want. I'm really going to engage in a big project with Abs. Obviously, we've got a collective called Boys on Block, which is myself, Abs from Five, Dane Bowers, and Shane Lynch. But me and Abs want to do like a rappy, singy project. So that's what, you know, we're looking at doing in the near future. So yeah, I mean, I just do things that I want to do now at the moment. So I still do bits and pieces, and I still write as well.
Yeah, so the pressure's not on anymore. That you know, you want to get like a number one dance hit, this, that, and the other. You just enjoy it more now, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose in fact, and small, the pressure never really was on. We just did what we wanted. We had the record turnaround out, and obviously it was huge, doing massive numbers, and every day someone rang us about something else that's been used for this advert. You know, Zoe Ball wants it as a record of the week, 2 weeks in a run. It's unprecedented, you know.
Yeah.
And then they were going, so what are you doing for your next single? So he goes, oh, no, just book us out a week and we'll go and record Feel Good, you know, the next single. We didn't have it called Feel Good at the time. And we spent 6 days in the pub and on the Sunday, because I had the full week, and on the Sunday, and we kept on worrying about it. We said 6 days in the pub, and on the Sunday, for 3 hours, we banged out Feel Good.
that was a
new single. And it's still a worldwide hit. You know, Turnaround was massive, so it dwarfed, you know, everything. Dwarfed most things that people did, because it was, you know, we sold 3.5 million records. It's very, very, very hard to follow a record that's that big. But Feel Good did a million worldwide. And, you know, we sold with BT Express, Does It Feel Good to You? And it kind of worked. So, yeah, but the only pressure that was put on Fats and Small, going back to that, was what we put on ourselves. We wanted to be the best version of ourselves. But from the record company, they couldn't believe their luck. They were just like, wow, we just found these guys from Brighton and they're just knocking out these tunes and everyone's loving it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people, this aggravate, as a DJ, right, in clubs and bars myself, it aggravates me when people will go, do us a favour, DJ. Oi, DJ, will you play us that Fats and Small tune? Music sounds better with you. And I stand there and I shake my head and I go, what? What? How many times do people say to you, oh, I love that tune you did? You have to go, nah, that wasn't us. Turn around.
You know what? That's a funny thing. I never get Stardust Music Sounds Better Than You. I get Sweet Like Chocolate.
Oh, you do? Do
and
you?
It's weird. Yeah, can you sing that? Sweet Like Chocolate? And I would be like, what? That is sung by Sharon Wolfe. It's by Shanks and Bigfoot. Sharon Wolfe did the vocals. And it's like, that's a woman. And I'm a man. So I don't know. But I think Shanks and Bigfoot, Fats and Small, I don't know. People get confused. But that is the one I constantly get. Can you sing that Sweet Like Chocolate?
So let's go back. 1998. Did you know what you were doing? Was that the big plan? And go, do you know what? We'll sample that. We'll use, you know, Fats will say, we'll use Ben on the vocal. This is the plan. We're going to make this into a massive dancer. Or did it just kind of like happen by accident? And, you know, 1998, that's an age away.
Yeah. I mean, I was called down when the idea was done, but basically, the day before, they had been playing around with Deeper Underground by Jamiroquai. So they'd been playing around with The Glow of Love, which is from a group called Change, which Liv Van Joss was in.
Yeah, remember
that.
And that is
the instrumental to Turnaround. It's a cut-up of The Glow of Love. So, and Janet Jackson uses the same sample, but she played the whole sample. We only used a section of it and repeated it. Dun, 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 dun. It's just like touching the sample. So yeah, and I suppose with the Jamiroquai thing, it didn't really work. And then Jason said, you know, I really would like to do something like Stardust. Stardust was a massive record and the record was out. So I would really like to do something Stardusty. And then they were looking for a vocal and they go, what about this one? And then they played me the vocal and I said, can you sing that? And I was like, yeah. And then that's just how it happened, really. Just did that, really. So the lyrics are borrowed from somewhere else, but I just have to copy the way the guy sung. And the backing track was kind of like a cut of Glove Love, but it was made in the Stardust vein. And it's very, very rare that that happens, where you get a record that's almost like made in the same vein as another record, but Turnaround is arguably a bigger record than Stardust. It's an arguable feat. Can't really tell, because we sold so many records, white labels and stuff. No one really knows how big both records were, but we had a worldwide hit and so did they. So I don't know.
I remember, Turnaround, 1998, I was 18, right? So that ages me now, right?
Well, Turnaround was 99. It started to get... Stardust was 98. Turnaround was made in 98, and Pete Tong started playing it August 98. Pete Tong, Carl Cox, and Fatboy Slim, the holy trinity of DJs, were the only three DJs that had it. And they started playing it about August 98. But it was released March the 29th, 1999.
Right, so, okay, so I was 19 then, all right, in 1999, which obviously ages me. And it was the very first track that I learnt to mix at 19. And
oh, wow.
And I bet you know the bit that I started to mix with, which was the bit, it, you know, after every time you did the chorus or the vocal on it, there was that, duh, 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 you know, the simple bit, the drum beat bit.
Yeah, the drop.
Yeah, and that was the bit where I used to slam in different bits and bobs and all that kind of stuff. So, as a DJ, thank you very much for giving me my very first mixing track that I could play with, which was incredible.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I mean, it was, you know, it's DJ-led. I mean, I'm a vocalist, but Russell and Jason were DJs, and they always thought about mixing. And, you know, I mean, the early original mixes of Turnaround, there was like a long beat before the vocal even came in. It was a doo. And they used to do it, and they, because I came from a background of making pop R&B records, so I was like, why do house guys do that? And it's like, oh no, it's all about the mix, it's all about the mix, and stuff. So they were very DJ led. It was a marriage made in heaven.
So
I was a songwriter, singer, and I liked melodies and choruses and stuff, and they liked, you know, going for it on the dance floor. You know, they like all night raves, sweating and going for it. And so when we kind of met, it was the perfect storm. It really was.
So all of these years later, Ben, how does it make you feel when you're up on them stages and you've got thousands of people singing the vocal back to you, and they are, you know, you feel like you're up there with people like Robbie Williams, Freddie Mercury, because they know your, well, I'd say your song, but I know it's not your song, because it was a cover. But, you know, they were singing the vocal back to you. How does that make you feel inside?
It is the most amazing feeling. It is an addictive drug, almost, to hear people sing the vocal. And I didn't really know what it was going to be like until it happened. And now it's just like, I don't know, you chase that feeling. You really, really do. And I've never been bored of singing Turnaround or being recognised for it or people shouting it out in the street when I'm walking past.
Do people do that?
They still do it now. I mean, arguably, although, you know, I'm of age, I think a lot of people think I look the same. I think I look totally different nowadays, but a lot of people think I look the same, so I'm quite recognisable. They're like, wait, I know you. Oh, you're that fella that goes, hey, what? You know, that kind of thing. So people go for it. So, I'm happy. And I do see myself. I've seen what we did with Angels, obviously Freddie Mercury. And not every band has that, where they can just put the mic out to the crowd and the crowd sing all the words, hundreds of thousands of people. And I've had a few occasions. The first time it really happened was Hyde Park in 1999. Prince Charles was there, actually, William and Harry. And the record was still out. It was on the radio and everything like that. And I came out and I started singing, and the whole crowd, just the whole 100,000 people sang it. It was electrifying. I'll never forget that. Never.
It is a gold-plated dance anthem for all DJs and all people of kind of like my age anyway. Even my 17-year-old son has got it on his phone, and he plays it regularly in the car when I pick him up. So that's what an impact that Fats and Small and yourself, Ben, have had on a few generations of dance fans. Before we get on to Earlham Live, which is what this is all about anyway, my favorite track, you've already mentioned it anyway, is Feel Good, right? Because because you know, I don't know why, maybe because I've played it, I've played Fats as Small Turnaround to death, and then not so many people know so much of the other songs, so I enjoy them more. Maybe that is why, I don't know, but Feel Good and Change, both brilliant, brilliant songs. And if I had a choice, I'd pick the other two over Turnaround. So I don't know.
Right, yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, for all of us, me, Russell and Jason, arguably, we think our best record was a record called Tonight, which was the third single.
Oh, I remember that.
That we released. And the music's going to get you tonight, or the rhythm's going to get you tonight, or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And I think there, we kind of knew what we were doing. You know, Feel Good, we were still kind of feeling around, but we chose a great sample, BT Express's Does It Feel Good To You? And and there was that, and there was a kind of rushed element to it, and an element that we weren't really taking it as seriously. And then when we went to go the third single, then we thought, oh, hang on a minute, we know exactly what we're doing now. Yeah. And so, you know, we sort of well-crafted that song, and I would say that that's 3:20 of house genius. If tonight, anyone who's listening, if you go out and find that, Google the Fats and Small, you'll remember it when it comes on, because it was still a big hit. The Fats and Small song Tonight, that's when we really sort of came into ours. But going back to what you said, because you're a DJ, you'll appreciate different records, different things. Turnaround is a great record, and I think that it appeals to everyone. It wasn't genre specific, so whether you liked hip-hop or R&B or rock, Turnaround fitted with what you wanted to do. We kind of made it for, there was almost going for it to make it as a record that you don't need to like house music to like it, which was different in those days, because people were doing, you know, Fatboy Slim, Chemical Brothers, all those people were doing house records particularly, but we just wanted to make a great record, and we were sort of inspired by Music Sounds Better With You, which we thought was a great record, and you didn't need to like dance music to like that record. It was just great.
Yeah. Just one more on Turnaround, by the way, and I know I'll probably do your head in, and I'm really sorry, I bet.
No. I'm loving it. I love, you know, I could chat like this days,
oh, don't
weeks,
do that.
Years.
Don't do that, because I'll come and find you on a gig of yours and come backstage and go, Ben, hey, help, mate. Right, just one more thing before we move on to Earlham Live. When you're out with, say, your other half or family and friends, and you're out socialising, and you go to a bar, a club, and your tune and your vocal come on, what happens in your life with your friends, family, or do you just blanket, move on? What happens?
Nowadays, I completely ignore it. So I would be at the checkout till in Sainsbury's and Turnaround's playing in the background, or I'll be, you know, in a cab talking to the cab driver and Turnaround's on the radio. And, you know, I went through various stages of it. So at first it was like, oh, that's my song. Yes. And then it was like a massive embarrassment, because I'd walk into clubs and then they'd stick it on straight away. And I'd think, oh, no, I just want to, you know, just from a club. So I used to like sort of like go to the toilet or something, you know, sort of hide. I don't know why. I had this embarrassing stage which lasted for about a year. And then I started to enjoy it, and I'd carry on dancing. And now I just kind of ignore it. Like, I don't really think about it. And it's only if someone looks at me as the tune's playing and then they smile, and then I'll nod to them like, yeah, it is me. And I get it. But now I just kind of leave it, because I think a song like Turnaround is so much part of the fabric of people's lives. It doesn't really belong to Fats and Small, really. I mean, yes, we came up with the record, but I think that when you get a record that's that big, it becomes its own thing. Yeah. You know, it's like a massive novelty. It's like Sweet Caroline or whatever. You know what I mean? They're just massive generic tunes that people just sing. They don't really think of who sung it and how he looked and what actually happened, you know. And that's what I think the Turnaround, and even though we did some great numbers, and we must have sold about 5.5 million records in total, people still think we're a one-hit wonder, and it was just Turnaround and that was it. And people always say, why didn't you do anything else? And I'm like, no, I went on to sell like another 3 million records after that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you've got a record like Turnaround, it's a monster and it's just very, very hard to chase.
Yeah, I get that. So Earlham Live is happening on between the 2nd and 5th of June. So you're back on stage. Can I ask, yes, are you on as yourself, Ben, or are the boys going to be with you?
No, I'm on as myself, Ben. It's something really, it's a weird thing that the boys could have come and done it, but me and Abs do it separately. Really, really odd. So me and Abs have always done it, and I think it's our fourth year of doing it, I think. Our fourth or third year, we absolutely love it. Something about Earlham Live. I know the whole crew there, the sound guys and everything, who are brilliant. The sound is amazing. Always get quite a decent day. Always starts off raining and it gets sunny. You know what I mean? The same weather every year. And and there's something about it. And I love the musical mix of it. You know, so I love the way, I think last year, Vernon Kay might have even been DJing.
Yes, I've seen the photos. Yeah, I saw the photos, yeah.
Yeah, Vernon was DJing last year. But I just love it just because of the blend and the mix. So me and Abs are like a constant. Abs from Five, this is, if you're listening. We're like a constant feature there. And then around us, they'll stick in, I don't know, I can't remember who was there. I think it was a ska band.
Yeah, so
there 1 year.
On the lineup this Saturday, Saturday will be the 4th of June, Earlham Live, you've got Entrance, obviously Abs, yourself, Ben, Brutus Gold's Love Train, Scratch are going to be on, and also Manchester Ska Foundation. So that was the one you're on about, the ska band.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, they were on, I think they were on a couple of years ago as well. And, it, you know, there's something about there that reggae and that ska music, especially when the sun's shining, it goes down really, really well. And I just love the festival. I really, really do. It's the sort of only festival I sort of get there and I hang out all day. You know, it's also, I'm very tempted to stay in a hotel till the next day and come the next day, because I think the next day is who else is on this? Some 80s acts. Aren't they?
Yes, there is, yeah. You've got Marty Pello who's going to be on. That's the one that stuck in my mind because I'm also a big Wet fan as well. But going back to the Saturday on the night that you're on, so you've got Entrance on. Now, do you ever see Entrance and they go, ah, it's you that did Turn Around, and then you go, yeah, it's you that did Set You Free? Because there's a bit of a dance anthem rivalry going on. Or are they just like good mates and you'll get on really well?
Yeah, I'm not seeing Entrance for a while, and they're in various guises. Like sometimes I'll see it be the DJs, and sometimes it'll be Kelly Lorena, the vocalist.
Yeah,
who I've seen, you know, and actually I've been in the studio with Kelly. I think I used to get her to come down. Actually, before I did Turn Around, she won't even remember this. Before I did Turn Around and I was rapping, I got her to sing a chorus for me. It was like I was in like a Will Smith thing. This before Turn Around happened. Man, I just remembered that now. I'd forgotten. That was, you know, 97 or something crazy like that. There's always a bit of rivalry.
Yeah,
it's nice,
obviously.
Though. It's fun. I mean, we're just all old school. We've all been in it, and we all think our tune was the bigger one.
Yeah.
Obviously, Turn Around was the bigger one, but that's another story. But nevertheless, and even at the time, I remember I would rate the band by where I saw them. So, you know, first of all, you go to France, okay? And then some people go to France. Then you go to Spain. And then you see some of them out of Spain. You go to Germany. You know what I mean? And then you start going to Russia and this and that. When you get as far as Kazakhstan,
yeah,
you're very thin on the ground for who else you're going to see out there.
Yeah.
You know, so that was it. The bands, and because one thing about Fats and Small is that it became very poppy. I mean, it was the most played record on the radio in 1999. We topped the air playlist. And actually, I think 1999 was Fats and Small, Westlife and S Club 7. I think we kind of made a difference in the pop scene, as it were. And for a dance act, we were really proud of doing that, because it's making cheap house records, really. You know, we didn't have these big studios that these guys got. I was singing Turn Around on a coat. The mic was on a coat hanger.
No,
stocking, covering it. You know,
I love that story.
Yeah, but that
was brilliant.
The truth. You know, it was so low budget. I recorded it in a bedroom in Hove in Brighton. It was all very, very low budget, and to turn up and be in all these massive places, And, you know, by the time we got to South Africa, the only other acts we would see really would be Five and Westlife, not even S Club. It'd be Five and Westlife, and then Eiffel 65, you know, Blue Dabba Dee.
Remember them? Now, they were the one-hit wonder, weren't they? Wow.
Yeah, they were. And the one of the singers, Maurizio, he could impersonate. I mean, I've got a cold at the moment, so I hope it's better for Earlham Live, so I can't really sing at the moment. He could sound like me. I couldn't believe that. The guy's in Blue Dabba Dee, you know. He could put on loads of different voices. Although that voice is going through a vocoder, he puts on different voices. It's like a ventriloquist or comedian, or, you know, someone that could just do different things. Wow. And he could sing Turnaround. And he used to always sing it to me. And I was always shocked at how close he sounds. So I was like, dude, that's mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, he could do it. He had a big soul voice. Little Italian man with a big black soul voice. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Fantastic. Right, so if you want to buy your tickets and check out more about Earlham Live, just head over to their website, earlhamlive.co.uk. It's a big four-day event, Thursday through to Sunday, loads of live music on, and Ben from Fats & Small is going to be on the Saturday night. Can you do me one last thing, by the way? Now, I know you've got a cold, and I know you've...
I've got a terrible cold. If you ask me to sing, it's not going to sound anywhere near.
Will you sing with me, your vocal? Just a little bit of your vocal with me.
All right.
Here we go then. Right, so one, two, three. Hey, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You're looking kind of down to me. There you go.
Oh, nice. Listeners, I'll have to apologise to your listeners. I'll sound a lot better on the day. It's just my throat. I just got a cold, so it happened.
Fantastic. Ben, you've made my day. You've made my career now, anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy all the gigs that are coming up as well. Keep doing what you're doing, mate. And love to the wife and everybody else. And we'll see you at Earlham Live in just over a week's time.
Just over a week's time. Cool. Looking forward to it. God bless.
Cheers, Ben. Ben, before you go,